5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, your Fresno podcast, where we will talk about all things Fresno, pop culture, politics, entertainment, etc. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, always, and with me, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, Josh.
Yay.
How are you? Welcome
I'm
to
doing
October.
Well, yeah.
Fresno, October, one of the high-rated months in Fresno.
It is.
Top-ranking month. October, I think October and March, what are better months?
I mean, I have to say, I feel like October is a really solid month. I think there's a lot of things happening in October.
The weather's nice.
The weather's nice. There's a lot of stuff happening. It is the one month that I feel like you can feel the change in the seasons.
Right.
You know, where it's like very clearly summer and then very clearly not.
Yeah.
And that I appreciate that. Where it can, you get those kind of,
The change in season.
We might get some rain coming in, I hear.
Yeah. There's like a hurricane in the, Baja California. We get some rain.
We're going to get some rain. So, yeah, I'm, looking forward to October. I think there's some, you know, fun stuff happening in Halloween. Everyone loves Halloween.
Yep.
The fair. What's your favorite Halloween spot? You have a child who probably enjoys Halloween-y stuff.
Yes, she does.
Has she gotten into, like, going to the, you know, like the Hobbs Groves and whatnot? Like, is she
probably would be into it. I guess, yeah.
You're like, I don't know.
I don't want her. This is one of my bad parenting where I'm just like, let's keep that on the roof. Don't tell her. Because I don't want to go out there. I'm like, nobody told her about that. Well, we took her, but now it's gone now. But I brought, when she was little, to that, the corn maze that was on the other side of the river.
Yep.
On the other side of the river.
Cobb's Ranch, I think it was.
Yeah, something like, yeah.
Cobb's,
and now it's,
yeah.
Now it's just an orchard, but...
Right. But they had the corn maze. And that was real fun.
And we usually go to the pumpkin patch that's on Shaw and Blackstone.
Okay, yeah.
The one behind the eyeglass place or whatever.
There's a lot
or
of...
The speak in Fresno terms, northwest, the northwest corner of Shaw and Blackstone.
Yeah. There's the pumpkin patch / Christmas tree farm out in Reedley.
Oh, okay.
Off of Reed, I think, or something like that. Supposed to be really, I haven't been there, you know, I've been there for doing work kind of stuff before. They also have the train, you know, they have the train that kind of goes around. But for the fall season, they have, you know, all the pumpkins. You can go out and do the whole thing. And then there's obviously Hobbs Grove and some other screaming Raisin Hell Ranch or something.
Whoa.
A couple of those.
Scary, Josh.
It'll be interesting to see if there's, because, you know, every year there like pops up a little weird one that's like, one year they did it at the Memorial. They had like a haunted house at the Memorial Auditorium because when they filmed that movie there.
Yeah,
whatever. I can't remember what the film was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, these local guys, they filmed this horror movie, and it actually got picked up, and it was good. Mm-hmm. I think it was pretty good, and it was actually filmed there. So they actually came back into town and did a haunted house in the thing.
All right.
Okay. So that was really cool. There was a haunted house out at the old Sierra Vista theaters, you know, the old ones.
Yes.
And so that went on. That was a couple years. That was cool. There've been a couple downtown. So there'll probably be some that pop up. So watch out for that if you're into getting frightened.
Not recap September, but there was a couple. Was it last Saturday or Saturday before? There was just this insane amount of things going on in town.
Yes.
There was
last weekend was pretty crazy.
The Foxes
the
game.
The Fresno Foxes, yep.
There was like three different Oktoberfests.
At least three.
Suds in the City.
Suds in the City.
There was all different drinking related and sports related events, like everywhere. There was just,
it was insane.
There was like 20 different things.
And I was out of town. So there you go. Isn't that how that works? I was talking with someone yesterday about that actually. And they were talking about, you know, I think they were sort of questioning why Suds in the City was happening at the same time Oktoberfest was happening. Yeah,
that was a weird date.
And I guess there were some people who, there were some issues with, you know, some people went to Oktoberfest and they bought their beer steins and they tried to bring the beer steins into Suds in the City. Uh-huh. And Suds in the City was like, you can't come in with those, whatever. Right. I don't know, whatever the deal was. And it was interesting because to me, I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I get it, but like, I feel like we're beyond that now. We're beyond that whole, you can only have one thing happening on a weekend.
Yeah.
Which for the longest time, that was it. You know, right. It was like, don't plan anything.
Oh, there's
first 2 weeks of October.
There's an event.
There's the fair. Don't.
Or just anything. Right. Anytime there was an event. Oh,
right.
Somebody has an event.
Fresno State football. Don't do it. Don't do it. And now I feel like we're beyond that. You know, we can have more than one event on a weekend and we can still have fun and, you know, be successful. And it would be interesting. I don't know. I haven't talked to anyone, but it would be interesting to see from Tioga Sequoia people and from the Suds and City people, whether they feel like the other kind of poached people from their event. I want to think that that's not the case. I think that the events were different enough and kind of drew enough people that, you know, the people who are really into it could do both. Yeah. Especially because one was a free event, one was a paid event, et cetera, so forth. And then other than that, they're going to draw a different crowd enough to do well. So, but it would be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that does happen. And it's weird because it also seems that now that is the case more than not, where it's like some weekends, I mean, so every weekend there's a bunch of stuff to do, so don't get me wrong. But some weekends it's like, eh. And then the weekends that aren't are just jammed, jam-packed with stuff to do.
Right. It's like feast or famine kind of thing.
Right,
but yeah, that's maybe you still hear it, but how we bring it up every once in a while, how there's nothing to do in Fresno. I don't hear that anymore, but maybe I'm not listening.
You're listening to the right
but
people.
There's just, I think that's over. I understand, you know, every city has its different unique thing to do, and I'll never compare Fresno to San Francisco or Fresno to Los Angeles because those aren't comparable things to me. You compare us to Sacramento or compare us to Reno,
right?
But don't compare us
Reno.
To
Reno.
So
Bakersfield.
I think if you want to do Merced. Stuff, there are plenty of things to do. If you're in Fresno and you're like, you're not looking hard enough. You might be a boring person because you're not into anything apparently.
Right. And I think maybe you just don't know where to look because it's my job doing this. I look at stuff all the time. And there's tons of stuff to do. If you're into EDM, there are people coming through all the time. If you're into hip hop, there are crazy, like underground hip hop guys coming all the time. If you're into, film, there's all sorts of weird little,
festivals,
it's not,
and Real Pride.
Real Pride just happened. At the end of, Real Pride was the same weekend as,
it was that same weekend. And that was basically the time we used to do Fuse Fest too.
Right.
So it's just like, whoa, my God.
And so, you know, I think that it's just, that's there is stuff there for people who want to find it, and you know some people maybe just aren't looking or don't want to find it or don't care but I think you're right for the most part that sentiment has sort of disappeared, you know, that sentiment of there's nothing to do here.
Yeah.
That being said, if there are people listening right now who think that there is nothing to do, they're probably not listening to the show, first of all. But if they are listening to the show and you're like, oh, you're so dumb, there's nothing to do in Fresno, shoot me an email because I'd be interested to, like, I really would like to talk to you, that said person, And try to get a sense of like, well, what things are you looking for even?
And the thing, one of those cool things about Fresno is you can make it happen if it's not
happening. You can
make it happen here.
Yeah.
Like we don't have a blah, blah, blah festival here.
Right.
Or we don't have enough blah, blah, blah coming to town. Well, you could actually affect that and make it.
Totally.
Make it so.
Make it so.
Make it so.
So
fair. You're going.
Speaking of. Well, man. So here's the thing.
Oh no.
For the first part of the fair, so the fair starts first Wednesday in October, runs that first weekend and into the second week. For part of that I'm gonna be out of town. So as just happens to
vacationing, Josh.
So I'm gonna miss I'm going out of town. It's for good reason, but, so I'm going to miss it, but, at some point I am going to go to the fair because I feel like you got to go to the fair at least once every year.
Get some food.
You got to get some food. You got to see the stuff. You got to pet a cow, whatever you, I don't know if you're supposed to pet a
No petting.
No petting the
cow. Sir, get away from
the cow.
I need to pet a cow.
I might actually say that. Don't pet the cows, but.
There's a petting zoo.
Yeah.
But the zoo has one.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Chaffee has one.
They have cows?
No, they have
That'd
petting
be great.
Zoo.
What are they?
They have goats.
Okay. Goats are cool. Anyway, point being, you got to go. You got to see the artwork, see some bands playing.
I want to. I see the Fresno stuff exhibits. I like to look at the fruit packing exhibits. And
there's
just be
cool stuff,
marvel
yeah.
at how much food is in there, and
it's
like
crazy.
What happens to that food after
right.
the displays are taken down. Like what happens? But
gets eaten.
Hopefully, maybe it goes down to one of the food banks. I don't know. But it's. But I'm always impressed by the displays and the food. And that's all I can. I might check out a horse race. I like to get on the railing and like look, I'm on the railing.
Yeah, scream at the
not have any bets going, but still be like yes.
So the fair has its craft beer festival that it does the last few years.
Oh, okay.
You sound disappointed.
No, because it's confusing because there's like a bro craft.
So
craft
right
brew festival
right.
at the fairgrounds that I don't think is related.
That
to.
Is off. Yeah, outside of the actual fair. But for the past couple of years, the fair has had, I think last year it was on Saturday. I think this year maybe it's on that first Thursday or second Thursday. Its own craft beer thing. And they actually open up the grandstands where the horse races are. And you can go through and I haven't gone, but I have seen, posts from people and they, say it's a good time to have at the fair.
It.
So
I'll try it this year.
And I think it's like a ticketed extra ticket thing, you know. But
take my beer snob goggles in and
might be worth it. We'll see.
See if I can look down on people.
I'm trying to think of what else.
You're drinking that? Oh.
Had it.
I've had that.
Or like wouldn't have it.
I would
it.
Never have that. That's Big wouldn't. Bear. Bio Bear.
Big Bear, Bio Bear. What else is that? What else is what's your number one favorite thing at the fair?
Corn dogs.
Let me tell you. So everyone loves those stupid corn dogs. Everyone talks about it. I'm not sure I've ever had a fair corn dog. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Just don't care about
it. Now, it doesn't taste the same as I was when I was a kid. And I don't know if that's my kid memory or if they aren't as good. I don't know. But like the main corn dog place that was, that's like the Oscar Mayer Wiener corn dog shaped building that's, there all about the corn dogs. That's right in the center when you walk in.
Everybody
and
knows
right
about
there.
The corn dog place, yeah.
It's not as good as I remember as a kid. But I don't know if it's just changed or if it's just my palate.
Probably your kid palate has changed.
But I still go there and have to get at least
Do you
one
get
corn
the
dog.
Giant corn dog? The regular
no,
size corn dog?
Regular size. Yeah. I can't handle it.
You can't handle
the
giant
that
corn
much
dog.
Meat, Josh. And then I have to try some sort of weird fried, whatever the weird fried thing. Concoction is. I got to try it. You know, fried fry.
Yeah.
Fried batter.
Batter, right.
Batter fry.
Remember the Coke? That. Yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good. They're never, like, whatever it is, it's never, I'm never like, oh, this is gross. It's always like, yeah, it's either
The fried butter?
Oh, I don't think I did have the fried butter.
Yeah.
I think I missed that one.
Well,
was that finally a bad one?
I feel like if there was one that would be bad, that kind of was it.
I can't imagine that.
Like, it wasn't horrible. So I had a conversation with some people last night, and they were talking about something being inedible. And I was like, inedible, what is it, like rocks? Like what? Like inedible. So it was, I could eat it. I ate it. It was fine. It didn't kill me. It definitely wasn't like something that I would ever want to get again.
It might kill you later.
It might, yeah.
They're like, sir, I'm looking at your x-rays. Did you eat fried butter at some point?
Like maybe 10 years ago?
Maybe. Yeah, well, it's still there.
So I'll tell you what I really enjoy about the fair. I spent some time there last year. The Fresno Museum, the Fresno History Museum thing. There's like the two different, the outside room, whatever.
Yeah, I've been in that. That's cool.
They're rad. There's always a display of our old picture,
Fresno's official photographer of the early 1900s.
Oh, yeah. Pop Laval.
There's always a Laval display I have to look at.
I think it's really cool. There's so much cool stuff. And, like, you go in there, and in one part, they have, like, all of the different bands that have once played at the fair, and there's all these.
Oh.
It's really cool. They have some cool stuff. And there's, like, people that you're like, oh, I would have never guessed that blah, blah, blah played the fair one year. I can't think of... You know,
yep.
Who right now? But so anyway,
Casey and the Sunshine Band,
For sure, Casey played the fair for sure.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I'm guaranteed.
I will go look that up right now because I'm sure they have.
I always take my daughter through the pirate ship tree thing.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty legit, like,
oh yeah,
something you'd see at Disneyland kind of style thing. It's actually pretty cool.
It's really nice. It's there's so much. Anyway, go to the fair.
I don't care about any of the acts this year.
No Culture Club.
A little bit. Like, maybe that would be the day I'll go.
Right.
And just be like,
hang out, have
it in the background. That's my background music for the fair, is the Culture Club show.
I feel like Culture Club, they did a really good job with Culture Club, because I feel like there's a lot of people who will go because it's Boy George and Culture Club, and, you know, they're back together, mm-hmm. whatever. I also feel like there's a lot of people who, probably don't really care about music or whatever, but would be like, oh, that could be really fun. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bunch of people who are like, who would probably do like what you did, which is like, they don't necessarily go to see it, but if they're there and the music's mm-hmm. playing there, it's like, oh, this is really, I remember this song. So I think that's really good.
Are they this year paid concert, different ticket for the concert?
Yes. I mean,
because they haven't done like free shows for a while, or is that just not a thing that happens
anymore? So they do have free tickets. Show. So they have free tickets essentially. Oh, okay. So they have, you know, your paid tickets if you want the good seats that are up, you know, close to the stage. Mm-hmm. Definitely the ones that are like right by the stage and, you know, those first sections. Yeah. Then in the back, I think they open up. I can't remember how. It's not very many. Maybe like 200 seats or whatever on the bleachers mm-hmm. in the back. And usually those are available like the day of the concert. You just go in the morning and they're like, oh, I'm interested in free, and they'll give you a free ticket. Or mm-hmm. sometimes I remember, you know, they'll have you line up around 6 or whatever. And then this year, I think they're doing something else where they might be giving a certain amount of free tickets online in advance, like through social media or something. So if you're interested in that free stuff, you should follow their social media. I think they have an email club where you can get some discounts and different things.
Sign up for the Fresno Fair Newsletter.
It's the BFF. Big Fresno Fair Fan Club or something.
Oh, okay.
BFFF. I don't know. Whatever. So that's all happening.
Look it up.
Is there any... so Culture Club, there's no other...
Nope.
No. Chicago?
yeah, that's another one I wouldn't mind having on the background as I eat corn dogs.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Let's get into the big stuff here. Or maybe we should wait.
Big stuff.
I don't know.
Big stuff.
Yesterday in the mailbox...
Oh, man. I received, this is big stuff. Sorry.
I received a... magazine, like a 36 page magazine. Yeah. I was like, oh, cool. Is the Fresno magazine back? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Which is now actually, there's a Fig Garden magazine that sort of morphed into Fig Garden magazine.
That whole thing has just changed so many times. But
I enjoy
it. Yeah, I mean, it seems perfect for the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. But this one, the magazine, I was like,
I'm looking at it right
now. It says, it's not Fresno Magazine. It says the Fresno Bee. Is it?
Bees.
And it is a Devin Nunez sponsored, basically a magazine against the Fresno Bee, calling out the Fresno Bee as being fake news and doing pieces on Devin Nunez. And it's a full magazine.
It's actually
full of. Full of stuff.
It's actually really kind of like, I'm going to say this, and I'm, man, I don't even know how to say this because I work for the Fresno Bee. It's terrible, right? I mean, but
it went off on the fake news band.
So it says the Fresno Bees and then the dirty little secrets of the Valley's propaganda machine. And that's all written in this like scary red scribble font. And then it has a picture of, it looks like the Cheerios bee. There's a bunch of them. And they're on a yacht. And that yacht has crashed up on a rock. And then they're drinking Kool-Aid, bees are.
They're drinking
and there's all
Kool-Aid.
These signs around. There's a sign that says socialism that has a hammer and a sickle. It's very Russian looking. There's these signs that say resist, and that's in the kind of rainbow font. There are straws floating in the ocean. There is a anti-fascist thing.
Don't let us have straws, Fresno Bee.
Here's what I'm really interested in. If I were Kool-Aid and or the Cheerios, I might send a cease and desist on this, because... That's straight up Kool-Aid man right here.
Yeah.
And that is the bee. So then on the back, it has a picture of what I assume to be the Titanic that is sinking. And it has, this is great. It has the Fresno Bee. It has McClatchy, on the ship. It's all decrepit ship. The ship is flying what appears to be a Russian flag for some reason. There's a bee who appears
the bee
to be
is in bed with the Russians.
I guess that appears to be drowning. A bee who appears to be drowning, and he's holding up his sign. One says socialism. One says resist. There's more. And if you pull it out, it's one big picture. Okay, I get it now. And then that says there are some people who you're just never going to convince them, and that is a quote from the Fresno Bee's editor in reference to Nunez supporters. And that's actually sort of taken a little bit out of context. Actually, it's taken completely out of context. But it was a quote that he had given to Vice News when Vice News came to do a little story, a video package on this whole Nunez campaign against the Bee. And the context was, you know, Vice News asked him if they think that this is... that Devin Nunez's campaign against the Bee is having any effect, if it's changing people's mind against the Bee, or vice versa. And they were asking him sort of, how do you approach people who believe this stuff about the Bee?
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, you know, there are just some people that you're never going to convince, which is, I think, a truthful statement. There are some people who are gonna see this
both ways.
I mean, that's 100%. There are people who are gonna see this and read this, and there's no amount of And you know, we could go through this piece by piece and sort of look at each story and go like, okay, here's what he's trying to do, and here's the actual truth of the situation.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stories in here are just, it's just not, it's they're not, they're not, it's not, not real.
Context is not at all.
There's no context to it, and even if there was context, they're sort of skewing it to make it look, you know, this is doing the exact same thing that they are accusing the Fresno Bee of doing.
Right.
There's
one page that has, like, takes these, Twitter accounts that who knows how they're made.
And Jan's Twitter support team.
Does some vulgar, makes some points through vulgar means, and then they basically prop it up as, see, this is what Jans is doing behind the scenes.
Right, right, right.
It's just like, I don't think Jans controls Twitter accounts.
Right,
so
right.
I think.
Anyway, the whole thing is crazy, and to me, crazy in that, I feel like there are better ways that Nunes could spend his money. I mean, this has to be, and I don't know because I haven't priced out what it would cost to put out a full, you know, let's see, 38-page full-color magazine.
Glossy and everything.
Glossy magazine, you know, so the time that it takes to put it all together, you know, to have it printed, et cetera. I don't know how many of these he printed, but, and then have them mailed. I don't know how much that's going to cost, but I would think if I were a Devin Nunes supporter, I would be like, why, what are you spending? Why, what is this about? Why are you spending the money that I donated to you to help you get elected on this? Like,
right.
It seems like there could be better usage of,
that's
of
not
your,
the kind of, to me, when you're running an election, you're trying to convince the people in the middle. Like, you're not going to convince, say, a liberal person to vote for Nunes, and you're not going to convince a conservative person to vote for Jans. You have to convince the people that are just like,
well, Jans might, I mean, Jans probably could convince some conservative people
right now, because the way
with
Nunes
some things
has conducted
that, right.
himself, so
but your point is taken.
But so so who is this going to, like, it seems like it's going to mostly, I don't know why I got our house for some reason,
is are you in
it goes
in the district,
yeah,
okay, so you
I
will
guess,
be
maybe
voting.
That's it, but because nobody around here votes Republican necessarily.
I saw
we're
the
not registered Republican.
I saw the signs on the
yes, we do have a Jan.
It just not Jan only sign. On your
the
house.
Full disclosure, I have a Jan sign in my yard. But like, we're not. I have voted for Republicans here and there for various things, but for the most part, I'm going to be voting Democratic. That's not. I am open to whoever's the best candidate for whatever that, or best thing or best candidate for whatever that thing is. I feel like I look at the issue as best I can and as open as I can, but I will use, it's usually on the Democrat side. But so I don't know who this is convincing.
If you look at this, though, the other thing about it is I do not see one thing in here extolling any virtues of Devin Nunes. You know, I mean, there's nothing in here that says, like,
there's one article, is there? Like, the thing you don't know about.
Oh, okay. Nunes, okay. Like, okay. That. Yeah. It's just, it's, so to me, it's like, yeah, again, I think I'm with you. It's like I don't understand what he's trying to do with this. I mean, I understand completely what he's trying to do, but it's just weird. And it definitely, we have talked about this before all along, that he's just taking a play from Trump's book.
Yeah.
and just going full attack mode.
It is real interesting to see if, I mean, this.
It's well done.
This has to be a really important,
in quotes,
for both sides, a very important race. And I know Nunez is right now is projected to win, but I just wonder if Nunez doesn't win, like he is such an important person in the Trump administration. Without him being there, I just
like
wonder
what it means.
Yeah, what that means. That's got to be a big hole. But
yeah, well, and I think that if you know the if the Democrats win big, they could flip so that Nunes would no longer be the lead there on the Intelligence Committee.
So even if Nunes wins, he still. His role could be
there is a chance that, that could happen. Yeah. Anyway, it's just it's really interesting, and you know, I know that the Fresno Bee has been doing its diligence to counter a lot of you know what's been said in these, and I'm sure that we'll see some sort of
editorial
or something from the Bee, just you know. Talking about this because how can you not? I mean, it's just
find the friend that has
really
one.
A friend that has one. You can, Mike. I know. Did you post this on your stories?
Yeah, on my Instagram.
On your Instagram,
my regular Instagram. There's like a little video.
A little video, and quickly, yeah,
on the Fresnan on Instagram.
So. Lighter news. Is there lighter news? You want to take a music break?
I have no business talking about politics, by the way.
I don't think any of us do, right? But do you have? You want to take a music break?
Yeah, let's do the band of the episode.
Band of the episode is Young Guys Trio out of Fresno. Call Me James. Let's
Call
listen.
James.
And when I die. I don't want to be remembered as a boy whose dreams were too big for the city. He lived in his whole damn life. I don't want to leave this world wondering, what if I packed my bags and left my home, headed for the big city?
New stuff, man. I like being introduced to new.
So we played with these guys in September. We had a show. It was us and Stone Shiver, and then this Art and the Resistance at Call Me James. And it was this weird eclectic lineup because all of those bands are just way different, you know. So. We're like this, like loud punk band.
Fresno lineup.
Stone Shiver is like this definite, like you know, 2000s metal band.
What are those kind of lineups? Are like
rock
like,
band.
Can you
whatever.
Play with us?
Right.
Somebody, we need bands.
Well, and I think part of it is like, so the guys that I'm playing with in Strikingly Originals are three of the, you know, five of us or whatever, or more actually, are from kind of little South Valley small towns. And so we all know the guys from Stone Shiver because they are also, you know, so I've known the guys from Stone Shiver for a long time and they know the rest of our, and so all of the bands who are playing like know each other.
Yeah.
And so it was like kind of one of those, let's get all of our friends together or whatever and have this good show. Anyway, so Call Me James played and just really good band. I guess they just got back from, Nashville. They just went to Nashville and recorded an album, produced and recorded an album out there. Excuse me. And are getting ready to release it, soon. So you should be seeing new music from them. And, you know, I think they have some shows coming up. I would definitely go check out all of their, social media profiles. They're great, really good band. And in line with a lot of the great indie rock that has come out of Fresno in the past. So
we good with that.
Yeah.
We good about that.
Yeah.
Well, let's our fun stuff. We always like to talk about Fulton.
Fulton Street.
Fulton Street Mall.
Mall Street.
Renoir Corner is bumping up. It's becoming the food corner.
It is.
Bethany Clough of the Fake News Bee.
Of the Fresno Bees.
Fresno Bees gang.
The Valley's propaganda machine.
Yep. This propaganda about these restaurants the bees always putting out. This is actually a big, like, name as far as this is a non-tower downtown business name, the La Boulangerie.
La Boulangerie, yeah.
La Boulangerie.
Let's just call it La Boulangerie.
I'm down at La Boulangerie.
Leave it. Tower, for a Fig Garden.
Fig Garden staple.
Staple for years.
Is opening up. Now they're opening up on Renoir Corner on Fulton Street.
In the Pacific Southwest building.
The famous, Security Bank building. Don't try to fool me.
PSW in the, or Security Bank building, whatever you want to call it.
You can see how old a person is by what they call the building,
yeah. I've just gotten used to calling it Pacific Southwest.
Yeah, building. Starting there, but I still
see PSW.
So this is an additional location, right? They're not moving.
It is an additional location, and it's not going to be a full restaurant. So they're not going to have full kitchen or whatever. They're going to truck.
The Lombo Lingerie, does it have more than pastries?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can get sandwiches and soups and all sorts of different stuff there.
So once in a while, somebody will have bring a cake from there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all I know because I don't ever go.
So they definitely are mostly known for breads and, you know, the sweet stuff. But they do have at the Fig Garden location, they do have, you know, sandwiches, soups sometimes, also different stuff and it's really good. But this will not be that. Although I'm not sure if they're actually going to have food, sandwiches and soups and that sort of thing, but it's going to be more of a walk-up counter where you can get different things, and then there will be outdoor seating. So around the building, at least from the renderings I saw, it looked like around the building they'll have a little fencing kind of area with a patio area with seating and some umbrellas, tables, umbrellas, where people could sit and hang out.
Peristyle.
Yeah, and they're going to be open, I think it's during the day, during weekdays, limited hours, you know, that kind of thing. But definitely a good thing for the mall, a good thing for Fulton Street, good thing for downtown, in that this is a long established restaurant with a name. Mm-hmm. They recently have new owners, so I think that's part of this, perhaps. But a name that people know and recognize as being other than downtown, other than is coming in and taking spot in downtown Fresno. I think that's great. And of course, immediately after they announced, people were like, gentrification.
Oh, was there?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Didn't notice that.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. It was
come
like,
on, guys.
It was like maybe like, you know, 5 minutes.
Oh,
and
a little 5 minute startup of gentrification.
And it was just like, and I get it. I mean, but I'm just tired of, I'm tired of that argument that, like, anytime we get something, whatever it is, right. It doesn't really matter what it is. It wouldn't have mattered, like, you know, gentrification. I mean, so first of all, this is the Pacific Southwest building. So there wasn't anyone pushed out by this.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could argue that the more of these kind of places we get, the more the rents will go up and put, mm-hmm. but, mm-hmm. And I mean, here, the truth about it, if we want it, like, while I just said that I'm tired of this argument, I'm going to put it out there. The area right there next to the Pacific Southwest building, like between the Pacific Southwest building and Chicken Shack, is a place where people congregate during the day.
Yeah.
Right? So anytime during the day, you'll see
the courthouse.
Yeah.
You're on lunch, jury duty lunch. There you
there,
go.
Yeah. You'll see, you'll see people just kind of sitting there throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I think there are probably some homeless people that congregate there and hang out, but a lot of them I don't think are homeless people at all. They're just people, you know, that's what they're doing and hanging out through the day. Those people will all be moved, I think, by this, you know, because now there won't be that seating area there available.
Okay. I got you.
So I mean, that is something that will happen. You know, that area will not be. Will be less of a place for people to congregate.
Right. There's,
you know,
there's a lot of areas for that, guys.
So,
let's leave, you know.
But to me, again, it's like you have to decide what you want. And do you want an area that is thriving and has, you know, people coming and going and, you know, and if you do, there's gonna be some give and take that happens. And I understand that what you don't want is for downtown Fresno to become. You don't want the developers to come in and make downtown Fresno another River Park
downtown.
You know, yeah. I mean, you don't want that. At the same time, if you are someone who is into, you know, the raw grittiness, whatever that thing is that you're looking for, the cultural diversity. I mean, I think I just walked down the Fulton Street yesterday from, you know, to visit Arrow down to Tioga Sequoia. I still think it exists. If I had to guess, I would think it's probably, you know, it's a really diverse mix of people that are walking around this thing, and that has only grown. I feel like with car traffic and that sort of thing, and so, like, you know, you want that. That will always exist somewhere. You know, you might have to go to Chinatown.
Yeah,
or you might
go
have
to
go
right now. Yeah, we haven't gotten around to cleaning up Chinatown, so. You go hang out in Chinatown and complain about gentrification. There's a count. I go around Fresno a lot during my work day. Not every day, but, you know, I go to places I would never go to as a normal Fresnan.
Right, right.
I go to
just because you have
my
for
work.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are so many neighborhoods in Fresno we don't think about. People don't think about. I mean,
yeah.
A lot, like, it's not
drive
like,
west on Shield Avenue past the, you know, past the 99.
Yeah, that's a neighborhood nobody thinks about.
Yeah,
the Southwest, the whole Southwest area, and Sunnyside, and
the fairground area. Yeah,
there's so many neighborhoods that just aren't even thought about.
Right.
So to try and plant a flag on Fulton and to visit there and be like, there's too much of
Mariposa Mall or whatever.
Yeah. We're not that small of a place. We have so many places to be degentrified.
Right.
Like, we're not there, guys. Like, this is not San Francisco where it's all tech people, millionaire tech peoples that are completely flopping, you know, flipping San Francisco over.
Right.
This is like, it's such a tiny, tiny spot in Fresno. Let us have a normal spot right. downtown, okay?
You know, and I do feel like, and it's hard because I just said that I'm tired of that argument, and I am. And I think the flip side of that, and I actually saw this in one of the posts, is someone that saying, like, we're early enough in the process that if we continue to talk about it, mm-hmm. maybe we can keep these things from happening. So we won't yeah. have to go through the typical, like, gentrification thing that happens everywhere else because we're talking about it and right. we have people at every pass saying, wait, gentrification, mm-hmm. wait. So then, you know, it keeps yeah. us on our toes. So I mean, I yeah. get that.
I believe in the sentiment. I actually am behind the sentiment.
Yeah.
But it's just like, this is such a small
after a
thing.
While,
like,
it gets old. Yeah. And it just feels like poking, you know, like, oh, and it feels like, well, this is why we can't have cool stuff, you know, mm-hmm. is because every time we get cool stuff, someone has to find some way to, like, try to knock it down a little bit, you right. know. But I will say that Renoir Corner, so I was walking, we talked about the signage on one of yeah, the last yeah. episodes. And it, you know, it has the things, but now they actually have a big sign, like a, I don't think okay. it's neon, but it's like a big light up
yeah,
sign.
Yeah.
And I was with, had some friends from out of time. They used to live here, but
Red
anyway.
Rock Corner.
And, we were walking down and they're like, is that a strip club? They were like, what is that?
That's good. What, like, is this, Portland?
Yeah. Anyway, but they have a sushi ramen place open now that looks mm-hmm. to be doing really well. Chicken
Mexican
Shack
place.
Is yeah. always really happening down there.
Toshiko Japanese cuisine.
That's the Japanese cuisine, yeah.
The Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack.
La Boulangerie. Donut Downtown.
Donut Downtown. Right, right, right. That's La, on the other. The,
La Cocina de Mama.
Yeah, yeah. That's right there on that
Mexican
on that strip too.
Favorites.
Yep.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. The barbecue place, yeah. I need to get in there. I haven't been in there yet, but.
Oh, God. I could, yeah, never mind. Kids
Tip,
Kids Cafe.
Do you remember Ribs and Tips? Ribs and, is that what it's called? There was a place called Ribs and Tips.
Oh, that's better than just the tip.
Just the tip. That's great. Chai tip and yes. rib I'd tips and whatnot.
Kids Cafe. Kids 2019.
Cafe. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff right there.
Have you been there?
I have not been there. Okay. It's
La Chiquita.
Okay.
And then Car Hop shows up on Mariposa Plaza.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So lots of, that's Bethany's from, I'm just reading from Bethany's
yeah.
article.
No, it's cool, man. I think that's going to be a really happening spot. I think there was talk, you know, there was the Little Bean Cafe was right there across from there for a while. It closed down. I think that it was going to that I heard it was possibly reopening, but so that's going to be cool. And already you can tell just with the opening of those, like, two or three places there, Chicken Shack especially, that whole area has become way more vibrant than it was, like, way more stuff happening and interactions, like, than even, you know, before Chicken Shack opened, whenever that was.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. I think it's going to be cool.
All right. It's slowly coming along.
Yeah.
Zach's Brewing is very
I've
close.
Seen, I was down there yesterday.
I got inside.
I've not been inside.
Yeah, I got inside.
Got inside.
Checked it out.
I got.
They're getting close.
Are they?
They still got a lot of stuff, and yeah. they're waiting for their alcohol light. They're officially licensed to be brewing in there.
Okay, but.
Thing. Once they do that, then they.
Then they'll be set.
Once they get that, and maybe they have at this point, but. Then once they can officially start brewing beer in there, mm-hmm. fermenting alcohol in there, then they can. I think all the hurdles, the red tape hurdles,
right,
have
done.
Been complete for the most part. Knock on wood.
Does that allow so them to
getting really
sell?
Close.
Then
yeah, it's all. I think all part of that.
Okay.
I think it's an ABC.
Okay, so they can brew it and then they can sell it there. So
right.
we'll be able to go and
yeah.
And,
they still have stuff they're working on inside. And the patio, for sure. They got yeah. a lot to do with the patio. There's a lot they're going to do with that.
Is that in front or out back?
On the side where that parking lot is.
Okay. Yep.
The front part of the parking lot, the Fulton part,
uh-huh.
that's going to be their beer garden. And then the back is still going to be a parking lot for the, like, employee parking lot.
So are they going to have, they'll have that, they'll have indoor, outdoor.
Yeah, eventually. Okay. Yeah, I don't think when they open the patio, the garden's going to be open.
Okay, right, right. So it'll just be indoor.
It looks like the indoor. But the indoor is really big. Like, oh, yeah. What do you think?
Well, I went in there for Fresh Yes. They hadn't had any, there wasn't anything really up yet. They had it framed, but.
Yeah, but that's sort of done.
Cool.
And they got the cooler back there. They're just going to punch the taps in, and it's close.
But that's exciting.
I mean, every time I think it's going to be next month, right. This, I've been doing that for a year now. So,
well, that's kind of the way it is with all this stuff, you know? I mean, like, it just takes a real long time to get anything done.
It's going to be exciting for me to have Zach's there and Tioga and Zach's just be able to just...
And hop back and forth.
Hop PK, Tioga, and Zach's just right there.
That's like some day
and
drinking.
I know Full Circle's there too. I don't know what's going on with 411 ales.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're, I believe they're sort of experiencing similar things that Zach's is, but I know they're in the mix too. So
very exciting.
I've been waiting for this brewery district to finally be up and running. Ale Chow, bro.
Well, we got the mural up. So what the heck? I mean, it's,
we're done, right?
I've seen the mural.
It's ready.
It says Brewery District. What else? Anything? Man, we handled a lot of stuff here, but
we've done a lot of stuff here.
Did I have anything else?
I don't know. I went to Fresno State football game.
Okay.
With my daughter. I took my daughter for her first
Fresno State football game. Okay.
Quite the experience. I went to a tailgate that was just outside the 940 ESPN thing, which is like a party central, like college kid central.
Right.
So it was very...
You're having to...
It was a lot for my 10-year-old daughter to take in.
She just wide-eyed the whole time?
Pretty much. She was just like, Daddy, can we go inside now? Hold on. Daddy's tailgating, right?
Gotta get some food.
That was fun. She had fun once we were inside, I think.
Watching the game,
But football has got a good team this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeff Tefford doing a good job.
Yeah.
Coach Tefford.
So I saw a tweet that was something to the effect of, is it just me? Or is Jeff Tedford looking more and more like Coach Sweeney every game or something like that? And
he's
so I don't know. Is that like.
That's what it does to you as a coach.
Does that seem like a.
Because you're just like there 16 hours a day coaching football.
Does that seem like a legitimate.
It ages you.
A legitimate claim? I don't know.
I haven't noticed that.
Okay. Well, that was the tweet I read.
Turning more into Pat Hill.
Yeah. But will he ever have the Coach Fu Manchu? Sweeney. That's the question.
No, he wouldn't dare. Nobody would dare do the.
Speaking of, this is just a famous person with hair. Famous person's hair.
Yeah.
Kopi and the Great Day Crew are celebrating 15 years of Great Day.
Huh.
As of October, I think October. Yeah. So this. October 6th
it feels
or something.
Like more, but yeah, 15 years, that's a lot.
That's a long time.
For Kim and Kopi to stay together.
Right.
On air.
On air, right.
I don't know what they do off air.
Yeah, on air. But yeah, so 15 years, and I think they're going to be having some big celebrations and stuff on the show, so if you're into that.
Are they going to let you be on?
Well, so here's the thing.
We don't have room for you, Josh.
No, so they're having like this big celebration. I'm going to be out of town. Like, this is the thing. I go on vacation, and the world just, everything happens.
That's what happens, and you can't leave Fresno.
You can't leave Fresno. That's 100%. But so they're having this thing.
I'm taking a vacation.
And it occurred to me.
Fresno.
Yeah. I did not know this, but they had the Jonas Brothers playing in the back of the studios there, like in 2000 something before they really hit.
Before they hit.
And they had Kim is talking to Joe Jonas and asking like whatever question, and it's hilarious. I was like,
"So you play the music, do you?"
It was so awesome. And I think I have to give it to them for creating something that is completely. 100% original Fresno, you know, there is no other news like show like that on local on air, you know.
Yeah.
They have local bands come and play. Mm-hmm. They're very into, you know, the local the local scenes, whatever. And so they've been doing it for a long time and holding it down, and congratulations to them.
Yay.
still their number two in the market.
What?
Their, that's what I hear.
Who's number one?
Disney.
Oh, the ABC, whatever. Oh, Good Morning America? Is that Good Morning America?
I think it's Good Morning America, whatever it is. Yeah,
they're up against Good Morning America, man.
You're up against Disney. How do you fight that, you know? Yeah. You're up against the mouse. All right.
Well,
plug it up.
One thing we got to plug up, but it's a joint plug up. Oh man, we were starting to come out of my mouth. I was like, oh man, how am I gonna stop this?
It happened. It's a joint plug.
C Mac. It's a collab. Flowing with Famous and C Mac are
C-Mac.
Collabing for a day of podcasting learning.
A whole day?
No, okay. 2 hours. If 2 hours is your day, then that's on Wednesday, October 3rd. If you're an early listener to this show, is always meant to last throughout the month,
right?
But if you're listening in the first,
catch it early,
first couple days, CMAC, our local sort of public television network of sorts that feature our show on there on, I think, Tuesday and Thursday evenings.
Yeah. We're on there anyway.
We're on there. Hi.
We're on the late night, early morning.
Person looking at their television.
Yeah.
See me? Wednesday.
They can't see you, dude. There's no cameras here.
Hi. Why aren't they waving back? Wednesday, October 3rd.
October 3rd.
From 6 to 8 CMAC. The podcasting Q&A. CMAC is sort of developing a podcasting...
They're trying to get more podcasting...
Right. And so they're...
On
you
air,
can,
whatever.
Basically, you can learn podcasting at CMAC and maybe even put show on CMAC.
Yeah, have your own show.
Whether it's video or audio. And we're going to be there as sort of like the help as a Q&A.
Q&A, right. Tell us, ask us questions or whatever.
So if you're like always wanted a podcast or just wondering about podcasting, we'll be there to help them
and
out.
And who knows more about podcasting than two guys who do a bunch of podcasts.
Two bros.
And not
this
much.
This podcast has been around since 2004.
Boom.
That's a lot.
Dang, yeah.
If you're interested, I think you may have to. I bet you could just walk in.
Yeah.
But they do want us, if you'd like to sign up and like say, hey, I'm coming, info@cmac.tv.
There you go.
Or you can just call them 559-266-2622.
It's really interesting you bring all this up because I knew that it was coming up and I had kind of just like, they had asked and I was like, oh, that sounds great. And then I didn't hear much about it, whatever. And so I was like, oh, is that, I wonder if that thing's on. I guess I'm going to ask Mike about that thing. So.
I said I'm going on Facebook in the event.
Oh,
so
there you go.
I mean, it has to happen.
So
right?
It's in, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And hopefully we'll be able to answer some questions about...
Hopefully.
I'm going to have to do some podcasting research. I'm going to have to...
I'll be secretly looking at Google under the desk.
Top podcast cereal.
Yes, podcast feed.
That's how we do things around here. No, it should be really fun.
Hopefully it'll be more than one person. I'm just looking for...
Oh, yeah. Hopefully there'll just be more than me and you at a table.
Asking ourselves, so what do you know?
How do you podcast?
I don't know.
We got microphones.
Also, read thefresnan.com. I've been bad this past month because I've been working on another blogging project.
Yeah. And tell us about that one. That one's very exciting.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
MikeyTopPour.com. It's more of a beer geek site. I've been spending more of my time on that, but I'm still writing the Fresnan. I have a post I'm writing right now that's been taking me all week.
Okay.
Just not enough time, man.
I hate it. I love
the blogs, but I hate not having enough time for them.
Right.
I even have to get up at like 4:30 in the morning to try and just write.
Oh, my Lord. That's too much, man. Come on.
But thefresnan.com and the other podcasts in the network here, it's Dorktown. Which is on a hiatus, but it's still there.
People love it.
Get off my podcast.
Get off my podcast.
Harrison Ford Show. And we got to do our solo Blu-ray episode here
soon.
And then The perfect
pour. Perfect pour.
Flowing of Fizz and Perfect Pour mess me up.
Yeah.
I transpose them all the time.
It's the same. Which
the Perfect
same
Pour, though. Craft Beer, Beer Geek Show, and there's always a lot of local talk right. if you're in.
And there's a lot of fun. People call in. It's a whole thing. There are characters.
That's a whole thing.
There are characters. One of them,
Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Local character.
I'm beer. Driving.
He's all. Usually wins awards at the fair on the homebrewing competitions at
there
the
you
fair.
Go.
He's usually an award-winning home brewer there. That's all you need to know about that. Oh, Josh.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you.
You may be planning on plugging this, but I'm going to make you play it.
Grizzly Fest is looking for local recommendations. What do you think they should what band should they recommend? Gosh.
Yeah. So I always got to plug my bands. For these things, you know, I have to do it. So, I am in several bands. So, Strikingly Originals, that's the number one, I think. If people could go there and just, I don't think they have a list of bands that you can vote for, but then you can also do a write-in. You may have to write us in if you want to do that, but Strikingly Originals, punk rock music, super good. It'll go back if you want some other kind of punk rock music.
We've been on old school, original punk rock.
We've been on hiatus, but we'll come out of hiatus to play this thing. They would never want us to play. But I'm in an AC/DC cover band called Big Balls. That you could also just throw in there if you want. I will say Big Balls has Strikingly Original has a couple shows coming up in October. We have a show, I think we're playing out in Rocky Hill Brewing Company down in Exeter. They have, they're starting to book bands out there during the weekdays with the I Love Art Bro guys. Okay. So I think we're going to be doing that in October. And then we're playing at Full Circle Brewing Company October 20th, I believe. That is the Michael Graves show. There's some other bands playing anyway. We're on a big lineup of bands playing that. So that should be a lot of fun. Big Balls is playing in November. I want to say the date is November 3rd. It's a Sunday. That's at Fulton 55. So if you're into AC/DC, you should come. We've thrown a new song into our list, Rock and Roll Damnation. You know that one? Whoa. It's a rock and roll damnation.
I've heard it.
Anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Wow. Fresh.
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 So that should be fun. And then, and also just go to the Grizzly Fest website and look that up. And you know, I think they're really trying. They want to make sure that they keep local music as part of this whole thing.
You don't make a Spring Fuse Fest back,
so,
guys.
Right. And actually, part of this is... I think the bands that do well in this kind of thing, they're going to actually have them do a local concert, and they're all going to play in advance of Grizzly Fest. And then from there, a few of those bands will be chosen to actually play at Grizzly Fest. So it's like they're going to go...
Almost like a competition before.
Yeah. It's like... I don't think...
It's a tournament.
They don't want to call it a competition or a battle of the bands. Like, they're not going to call it that. Yeah. But that's the idea, is that, you know, they sort of curate a concert, and then that concert, and then from there. So, and Grizzly Fest is happening again. They have the dates, I think, set. I don't want to mention it until they put it out there for people. But the save the date on that is going to be coming, and I think it's going to be very exciting. So I will plug that. So my bands, etc. I would also like to recommend another podcast. I think it's called The Dumbcast. It's these guys out of Selma, and they do a improv comedy podcast. So, and they, I'm not sure if it's weekly or monthly, but they do that. And I think they've done actually a couple of live versions. Well, they'll set up at, I think they were at Barmageddon one time. They were at the Barrel House one time in Visalia. So you can listen to that, and support other local podcasts. And then, I will also plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and Fresno Bee. .com. If you like the stuff that we talk about here, a lot of it comes straight from that source. And I can tell you from personal experience that we are not the Valley's propaganda machine.
There's no... have you met with Jans? Are you secretly meeting with Jans?
No.
All right. On the record. It's on the record, Josh.
I have never met with Andrew Jans.
Have you ever met with Andrew Jans?
I have never met, yeah.
Plans fake news.
That's really, I mean, and it's funny, we're like kind of being jovial about it, but that is exactly what they, I cannot say whether Devin Nunes believes this to be true or not, because I've never asked him personally. But I think there are a group of people who do believe that the Fresno Bee, every morning we get our letter from the Democrat, whoever, the left. It's just in the thing, it's like left@gmail.com or whatever.
The left at gmail.com.
And, you know, that we get, and I would like to say that does not happen. So,
officially.
If someone is listening to this and wants to take that out of context and make a ad for it, the other part of that is that that does not happen.
Right.
And, yeah. All right. Is there anything else?
That's
otherwise?
Good, man.
All right. I'm going to count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beep.